Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome in. It's the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out. I appreciate you checking out what we're doing. We are brought to you by the fine folks at Remy Martin. Had a great couple of events with Remy over the last few weeks. Looking forward to furthering and continuing our relationship with Remy. It's a great way to celebrate. If you're celebrating, I actually had a Remy sidecar cocktail this weekend, as a matter of fact, to celebrate some things. So I highly recommend it. Like, if you're at some place and you're going to have a sidecar, you should go check that out. For real, for real. There's one thing I want to get into today. Well, actually, it probably offshoots into a bunch of stuff. But I wanted to get into it, and it's the hiring. The hirings that have happened with the Bears and their staff. I get that with the Bears right now, any news pretty much feels like positive news. And the reason that that's the case is because they got the guy. Like, they got the hot coach. The Bears did something that they don't ordinarily do. They won. They won in this moment of getting Ben Johnson. That should be celebrated. You absolutely should be excited about that. You should love the fact that they did what was necessary. They spent the money. They did all the back channel stuff. They created the opportunity. They worked with the agent, which is pretty clear from how much Rick Smith has been out here talking about the success of all of this stuff. It is worthy of a small celebration that maybe things are going to change around here. Every subsequent move that the Bears have made has also been dissected. Now, granted, this is a big problem with us, media capital M, because especially right now in Chicago, the only thing that moves the needle in sports in Chicago right now is the Bears. So everyone is instructed is not the right word. It is recommended to everyone that they give you what you clearly want, which is more Bears coverage. And this is one of the things I asked you about a month ago on, were we going to go down the road that every move is a great move and we're not willing to have some sort of pushback on what's happening with the Bears, because we're happy that they made initially a really great move in hiring Ben Johnson. And we hope that all of it works out. The Dennis Allen move, I think, is really strong. I think it's a very strong move by them. I think he's the most qualified and available defensive coordinator that was out there. The fact that he comes recommended from Dan Campbell, because those guys were teammates in college and Dan loves Ben Johnson, and they were able to make it all work. I'm cool with it. And as far as I'm concerned, those are really the moves that matter. Am I happy that Antoine Randle-El gets to come home? Yes. I think he's a good coach who's up and coming and deserves as many promotions as possible. Do I think the JT Barrett move is smart? Probably. I don't really know that much about JT Barrett, but it's a quarterback coach who played the position, and I feel like that's helpful in working with Caleb. But at the end of this, I don't feel like all of this structure that they're using, when it comes to the quarterback, I don't think we have to look very far. We don't have to dig into the details. We don't have to talk about Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator. He's here to serve Ben Johnson. And I think the person who understands his role better than anybody is Declan Doyle. He told you what he's doing. My job is to make his job easier. That means young man's going to be doing all the grunt work, and that's okay. That's what he should be doing at 28 years old. He's not calling plays. Ben Johnson's calling plays. That relationship, Declan Doyle is going to run practice. He is or make it easier for Ben Johnson to run practice. He's not out here. You don't have to worry about what he's devising. What is the Bears offensive coordinator devising? He's not devising a damn thing. Ben Johnson is. And he likes that this young man has got the skills and the chops and the willingness to go in and do the dirty work. If there's a lesson to be learned from Declan Doyle, it's not that he's a genius. He might turn out to be. But it should be, here is someone who understands how he can continue to move up. And how he can move up is by being selfless and doing the jobs that other people don't want to do. And that means writing out cards and some of the scouting. I'm not here saying that he's like the old school film guys, but he's basically taking that part of it off of Ben Johnson's plate. Like, I'm not trying to call him an overrated quality control guy, but his job is to help the head coach. And I think it's brilliant. And I think that he understands it better than most people that are trying to champion his case or worry about, well, does this guy know what he's doing? He knows what he's doing as far as what needs to be done. But when it comes down to it, it's about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and their relationship. That's the only one on offense that matters. That brings me to Eric Bieniemy. I saw people going a little too crazy with this. Oh, man, Poles and Johnson strike again. Look at this. They have a guy who should have been a head coach a long time ago. I was a champion of Eric Bieniemy, and I did feel like there were outside factors that were not allowing for him to advance and become a head coach. But with time and reaching out to people and watching the trajectory of someone, you get a better sense of where things stand. Look, I think Eric Bieniemy is really smart when it comes to football. I also think that hiring him as the running backs coach is a great idea, okay? But it's not a great idea because he was a head coaching candidate. Ever since Eric Bieniemy has been a head coaching candidate, things have gotten progressively worse for him as a coach. And that's troubling from the standpoint of me championing his case to be a head coach. Things didn't go well in Washington for him. And I get that part of his thing is that he's demanding and tough, and that's one of the things that every coaching staff should have. You should have someone who is qualified and willing to play bad cop. And he does not shy away from being that dude. But the results have not been there. And if you read, if you talk to people, if you ask around, one of the issues with Bieniemy is one of the issues that you had, or at least I had, with Matt Nagy. And that's, he's dogmatic about his offense. He worked in an offense that featured Patrick Mahomes. And because of that, there's a feeling that the offense can do no wrong, that the offense doesn't need tweaking because, as you can see, Patrick Mahomes will figure out a way to win. Offenses are not one size fits all. And look how that worked or didn't work for Sam Howell, who's clearly not as talented as most NFL starting quarterbacks. Let's say you want to give him a mulligan on that. Let's say, well, Lawrence, he didn't have the personnel. Okay, and no one really has Patrick Mahomes, which is part of my point, but allow me to continue. Then he moves on to becoming the assistant head coach and the offensive coordinator at UCLA. Now, let me alibi for him for just a second. The UCLA football program is in tatters right now. Deshaun Foster is doing his best to try to hold it together, but he's not, I don't think he's ready for this. And I think that it bared out in the first year of his administration. One could argue that Eric Bieniemy should have been the head coach with Deshaun Foster being the offensive coordinator. It would have been a perfect like step up for both of those guys. Bieniemy getting the opportunity to be a head coach and run his own program, and Foster taking the jump from, I think, running backs coach to OC. UCLA was a disaster, and it was a disaster for Bieniemy. He ended up leaving that job early, and his agent has done a good job of trying to massage it and be like, no, it was mutual, and he totally left because we wanted to get these opportunities in the NFL. I understand that in the case of Bieniemy, he's got name recognition. People know his resume enough to get excited. I want you to understand that his role on the positional coaching tree, and I'm talking relative, I'm not talking about to life, but relative to other positions on offense, the role that he has been assigned to is lesser than some other roles. It's lesser than the O-line coach. It's lesser than the quarterback coach. It's lesser than the receiving coach. I still think that it's a really good hire, but I want you to be excited about the hire for the hire itself and not what you think it means. Not that you think, oh, well, look at this Avengers group that the Bears have put together. I mean, they have a whole bunch of guys that could be head coaches. I don't think head coach is in the cards for Eric Bieniemy. And I think over the last 3 years, he's opened the door to allow anyone, even folks like me, who were backing him to believe that that is the case. That being said, he is a more than competent coach. And adding him as a running backs coach in late stages, I think is a really strong move. But that's all this is. You don't have to be like, oh, well, you know, if something goes wrong with Declan Doyle, nothing's going to go wrong with Declan Doyle because Declan Doyle, unless he does something that causes HR to get involved, because Declan Doyle completely understands what his role in this pecking order is. And I salute that man for that. And I think that he's going to end up having a really long career because he will get his hands dirty and he will do what needs to be done. And he's not looking down his nose at an offensive coordinator job that doesn't allow him to call plays. He's 28 years old, and he's saying, okay, I'm going to learn from one of the best play callers in the game. I'm going to build myself up. And maybe in a couple of years' time, maybe Ben Johnson hands them that responsibility, or maybe he's able to parlay this into something else. This is one of those moments where people have kind of jumped over it. Like, people have thought of Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator in Kansas City, and we haven't had the conversation about the play calling stuff with Andy Reid like we did with Matt Nagy, and they jumped over these last few years of his career. There's not a gap in his resume. He was still working and wasn't working effectively. So be happy that he's the running backs coach, but be happy for the right reasons, because he's probably going to be a really strong running backs coach, and that's all it needs to be. All right? Cool. appreciate your time. I got a whole bunch of Super Bowl stuff coming up this week. Stories, I'm going to tell some of my own stories. And we're going to do that and we're going to have a good time. All right? Thank you for watching. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, we appreciate you. Come on over to the YouTube page. A lot of fun stuff is happening here. I will talk to you next time. Peace.